This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. North Korea says it is testing missiles in self-defense. And despite international protest, it's promising more testing, as well as what it called stronger physical actions. The missiles fell harmlessly into the Sea of Japan this week, but news of their launch smashed directly into South Korea's effort to engage its neighbor. Here's NPR's Louisa Lim.
North Korea's missile tests led the news in South Korea and across the world. The reclusive Stalinist state's brinksmanship is reaching new heights with a volley of missiles. And that's been followed with more verbal bravado. Peter Beck from the International Crisis Group says the message is clear.
It's really a statement of defiance, and it may be as much for a domestic audience as it is for the world to rally the people that they're not going to collapse and they're not going to capitulate like Libya, and unless they're treated with more respect, then we can expect more of the same.
The missile launch, as one paper here puts it, is a slap in the face for South Korea's government, which has a policy of engaging with its Stalinist northern neighbor. It sent large quantities of food aid and fertilizer, as well as pushing forward major economic cooperation projects. The government says patient dialogue is now needed. But South Korea's Deputy Foreign Minister, Chu Kyo-ho, told NPR there will be some changes, albeit minor ones.
We are reviewing overall picture of the inter-Korean relations, including various aid programs toward North Korea. So that might be some sanctions.
It's a very weak response to what is a very blatant challenge.
Lee Jung-hun from Yonsei University. He says the firing of missiles has crystallized public dissatisfaction with South Korea's policy towards the North.
This is a very dangerous country, and the threat factor has not in any way been reduced through the years of engagement. So it hasn't really worked. And I think people are coming to their realization.
China is also in a quandary. Today it expressed grave concern and called for diplomatic efforts to reduce the tensions. But its previous attempts to stop any tests have been very publicly ignored. Nonetheless, as North Korea's closest ally, it's likely to act to protect its neighbor from punitive action by the United Nations Security Council.
I don't think China will be ready to apply heavy sanctions on North Korea, and therefore whatever the Americans and the Japanese do will be just inefficient.
Rüdiger Frank from the University of Vienna. Japan and the U.S. have taken a tougher line against Pyongyang, calling for sanctions. But he says, in any case, sanctions against North Korea wouldn't be effective.
That naturally hits weaker members of society first, and it would hit the elite last, because naturally they have most power, they have the better chances to acquire food and all other necessities. And also, I do not believe that sanctions will hit the military in the first place, because the military is a top priority for North Korean government.
Koreans have too strong emotion.
Students here in Seoul discussing the threat from North Korea, a sign that it's permeating the public consciousness in a place long inured to the unpredictability of its northern neighbor. Some of South Korea's newspapers are reporting that the North already has three or four more missiles on the launch pad, ready for firing. So far, the missile launches have succeeded in uniting the international community in opposition to Pyongyang, but not on how to proceed next in this dangerous crisis. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Seoul.